Hello, and welcome to our second episode of the Creatives Reset. I am your host, Tiffany M. Ruffner, and I am delighted to be here with you today. And I'm just grateful to God because it's been a while. It's been a while. So I like to be transparent and vulnerable with you all and what I'm doing because I don't have any reason to pretend I'm not a person that I put on certain things for cameras. I don't want you to think that I complain about things. Sometimes there's different things going on, but I want to be relatable. And so that's why I speak the way that I speak when I come on. And so today, I'm just going to share a few things. I've been in and out for the last couple of weeks when it comes to health. Right now, my throat is like it's closing in. It hurts really bad. But I know that I said that I would be here once a month on the last Sunday of the month. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Resurrection Sunday. And what I wanted to share for this month and the month of March when it comes to our reset is actually starting at the very beginning with the Creatives Reset. There is a pathway, or should I say, kind of like a progression of what we do. Now we have the weekly resets, of course, and if you've been on there, you know what those are like. If you've downloaded the journal, you know what it's like to go through the journal. And I'm actually in the process of creating a 7-day guide to help those who have never done a reset before actually do like a full blown out reset. And what I actually mean by reset, as I said in the previous episode, is that when you hit the reset button, you go back to zero. What's interesting is I reset my phone today. I needed some room. I needed some more storage space. And they were saying if you use the backup data, that you'll still have the system data on your phone. And so I cleared everything off my phone. And I went to a total reset to where I had to re-upload or actually choose the apps that I wanted to upload on my phone so that I'm not taking as much space. So I was choosing the most important ones to go on there. With that being said, some of us, we go through seasons where we need to really take a rest. And I believe that there are times and seasons where sometimes we're not operating from rest. Some people, that's what they do. They operate from rest. They're already placed and seated in the heavenly places and they know where to go. They know what to do and they have the plan and they're outgoing. But some of us really need to just reset because we might have started going off on our own. Like at first we was running with God, and then somewhere along the way, maybe our eyes got like a little big around something. Maybe we got distracted by something. Maybe our bodies started doing some, kind of going there, and we weren't standing on the word and saying the word through it. And we have to reset. And so that's exactly where I'm at right now. It's very interesting that I'm doing a podcast while I'm going through that. And it was so interesting because I was ready to move to the second part of the beginning of the reset to in today's episode. And I was like, wait a minute, I never started talking about the first part because last month I did like an introduction of what we will be doing on the YouTube channel. And so I said, let me start at the very beginning. And it's interesting that the very beginning is where I'm at right now. And it's how we were doing the renewal well when we were there, right? The renewal well was based on emotional wellness and our mindset and faith. And emotional wellness has a lot to do with your regular wellness, because if you're not keeping up with your tempo, then that affects everything that's going on. And I believe as creators, sometimes we might get stuck inside of doing, and we don't actually get that time to really find time to ourselves, you know, and most importantly, time with God when we're to ourselves, right? And so there's a lot of times, you know, like you might want to have keep the screens on, watching this and watching that, and you're not even fully like resting. But there comes a time and a space where you need to rest and you really need to come to God. So I'm going to actually start with the scripture that I loved sharing inside of the renewal well. And we're going to go ahead and start with that first. All right. So Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. In the Message Bible, it says, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." Amen. And so I want to just kind of like look at this scripture because it's always stood out to me. But like, are you tired? I've been tired, y'all. I've been very tired. I don't even know if I want to say that I've been worn out. But it might actually be that, because every time that I try to do something, I don't have the energy to do it. And the interesting thing that I think about the next part where it says burnt out on religion, I think it's the traditional sense of not really formulating your relationship with God within the practices, right? So that's actually what can happen to us as creatives. You might think religion as far as going into the church, but you can be burnt out on your performance. I talked about this, I think, on the weekly reset on Friday, that I was reading something and they were talking about in America how everyone is okay with performing, showing up, accomplishing, having these goals, getting awards and all the accolades and everything. And even, you know, with saying, you know, that Jesus helped you get to it, right? But it's all good if you have a relationship with God. But if you don't, then there's no purpose in it. I mean, there is purpose in it because the other people will get saved. But why, you know, why would you want to be the one to help others get to the other side, but you don't get there? And I think it's one of the biggest problems of people in America. Like, we will do all the things and even receive accolades and even sacrifice ourselves to the point to where we lose our relationship, like we're no longer having intimacy with God or intimacy with family members and doing all the things that actually matter. And we get burnt out because we're doing all the things and we're showing up everywhere. But if we never find the time to come to Him and get away with Him, this is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then we cannot recover our life. But He said if we get away with Him, we can recover our life. And He'll show us how to take a real rest. And that when we walk with Him and we work with Him, we get to see how He does it. And I was like really like coming to a place like, oh my goodness, like, yes, I'm going to start this week and do the Creator's Wisdom Digest. And we're going to, I really was planning on starting tomorrow, or actually today rather. But I think that I myself, I'm going to go ahead and get away and get a real rest. And as far as that's concerned, because production is pretty heavy. Like when we're like putting out stuff constantly, daily, it can become a lot. And He actually showed me how to do something, and it's not going to take as much heavy lifting, but I do need to take care of some of the other like things, because I'm going to be like shifting how I do that podcast, and it's going to be on videos, and that's a whole nother thing. So anyway, I just said all of that to say that we need to reevaluate at times, and it's perfect to do it like when you're ending a quarter and you're going into a new quarter. A lot of times people, they run into stuff, but I feel like God gives us all like time to really think about like where we are. And I feel like this first quarter of 2024 for myself has been very enlightening, because I saw the areas where I knew I was doing the heavy lifting and I was not resting. And then I saw the areas where I was resting and I saw God moving. And at the same time, learning how to deal with that, to not put on what others are saying, and really trying to see like, what is it that I actually love, and bringing that to God and seeing what that looks like. So the next verse, walk with me and work with me. Walk with me and work with me. Like literally, when we walk with God, we get to work with Him. So I named this episode, Cease Striving, Rest and Create as It Is in Heaven. When we are walking with Him and working with Him, we get to see what it is that heaven wants to create. And we get to watch how He does it. And that's where we create from. This is how we learn the unforced rhythms of grace. And it's not heavy lifting when we do it from the unforced, it's not forced at all, rhythms. It's like we flow with that, right? Of His grace. He's not going to lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on us. And if we find ourselves and going and we feel like it's heavy, we feel like it's not fitting for us, a lot of people want to save face. They want to show up and they want to continue in something, and they just don't have it. And they run themselves into the ground trying to continue on in something when there's no grace for it. And I think we want to be mindful of not showing up that way, right? And so as we keep company with Him, we get to learn how to live freely and lightly with Him. I love this scripture. And I think, I don't know if I've ever like just sat with it like that, but I always think about how He told Mary that she chose, well, He told Martha that Mary chose the right thing. I feel like I'm going to always come back to those two scriptures, Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. And I believe it's Luke 10, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look it up. Right, Luke 10, Mary and Martha, verse 38. While Jesus and His followers were traveling, He went into a town, and a woman named Martha let Him stay at her house. She had a sister named Mary. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to Him teach. But her sister Martha was busy doing all the work that had to be done. Martha went in and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are getting worried and upset about too many things. Only one thing is important. Mary has made the right choice, and it will never be taken away from her." And so this, that was in the Easy Read version. And so that scripture is, it shows Martha a little frantic about Mary not helping her. I had a really interesting insight into this passage about Martha and her thoughts, because Martha had probably more ill thoughts towards her sister because her sister wasn't helping her. But I find it interesting, if that's the case, why did she bring it to Jesus's attention? Like, she's the one serving Him, but obviously she knew His divinity to bring the problem to Him. And then her sister was in a place of worship, worshiping God. But at that moment, that was like the best choice. That was the best thing to do. That's what Jesus told Martha. Like, your sister actually chose the best choice. She made the best choice in the here and now. And that is to be in a place of worship. And Martha, had you been in that type of place, maybe you could be serving from that place instead of being irritated. But who knows? I don't know how much stuff Martha had to get done. But obviously, if Jesus said that Mary chose the most important thing, that all of those things did not need to be done right then and there. And I think sometimes we get too caught up in what we want to finish doing, even if it's for the Lord. And so I think that's wisdom inside of that, to learn how to really just go to Him and see what really is necessary. Yes. So Psalm 46 and 10, the NASB 1995 version says, "Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." That translation always gets me. Cease striving. There's no reason for us to strive because God has everything in control. And I think that when we realize and recognize this, we can truly like come from a place of being frantic, being distracted, trying to do things in our own strength, and really just take in that place of intimacy. And I'm not sure, I did not do a whole exegesis of this text, but if that no in that scripture is the same as yada or to know. And actually, I could just look it up. Not like I don't have the tools next to me. let me look it up really quick. That is Psalm 46:10. For some reason, I don't have my Strong's connected to this app when I re-downloaded it this time. Oh, here we go, Strong's. Oh, it is yada. So, see striving and know, that's the intimacy of God, right? To perceive, to see, find out, distinguish, to know by experience, to recognize, admit, confess, acknowledge, be acquainted with, to know how, to be made known, to be perceived, to make oneself known, to cause to know, to make oneself known. That is that know. It is that intimacy knowing. And so God wants us to cease striving and intimately know him. And we want to exalt him above everything else. We cannot run ourselves out trying to do things and trying to create from that space. We want to always acknowledge him in all things and create from that space. All right. And so I actually want to close out with the Lord's Prayer in scripture. So I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 6, and I'll just do it from the Bible I was in on the screen. Let's see if I can bring it back up. Yep, there we go. But when you pray, go into your most pray. But when you pray, go into your most private room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. This is Matthew 6, verse 6. I'm so sorry I did not announce that. And when you pray, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. So do not be like them, praying as they do, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors, letting go of both the wrong and the resentment. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive others their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, nurturing your hurt and anger with the result that it interferes with your relationship with God, then your Father will not forgive your trespasses. Amen. All right. So that is our prayer, that everything that we do is as it is in heaven, that we are not hypocritical, that we're not just doing things to be seen, that we're not just doing things out of performance and not having the relationship, but that we really truly cease striving, rest in him, rest in God, like literally make sure that our relationship with him is on point. This is our reset. And that we create as it is in heaven, because we get to create with him, because we are literally walking with him and knowing what it is that he wants us to create. We're not creating from a place of doing it in our own strength, but we are really relying on his power to create. And so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up today's episode. We will be back with Creative Wisdom Digest probably the next week, because I am going to literally do and go through the reset. I just needed some time, I guess, to rest because my body needed the rest. And hopefully he'll help me to go from a place of resting with him and creating. But like I said, I'm not trying to do nothing in my own strength. So if he doesn't give it to me, I'm not going to create without him. Remember John 15:5, it says that without him, we can do nothing. So he's the vine. He's the vine. So he's in control. I'm going to read that scripture just now. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. All right, I'm going to wrap it up there. You all have a wonderful and amazing Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter. I know a lot of people that are like, oh, Easter is this, Easter is that. I'm going to say happy Easter to the people who know it as Easter. And I'm saying happy Resurrection Sunday for those who know that he bled, died, went on the cross for us, for our sin, gave his life for us. And now we are free because of it. For those who have confessed that Jesus is Lord and believe in their heart that God raised him from the dead on today. Amen. And so if you don't know that, I just gave you the whole thing of the gospel, and you can confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord as long as you believe that God raised him from the dead. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord. You are saved. And I would love to have a conversation with you so that I can walk you down on into the eternal light. That is what we celebrate today, resurrection. Even though a lot of people call it Easter, it is actually the resurrection of Jesus Christ in which we are celebrating today. Now, the world has made it a holiday, of course. There's holidays all throughout the year to keep the economy going, but we are blessed children of God because we are made alive and new in him. All right. Have a blessed day, everyone.